Welcome to episode 4 of the Burning Bush podcast. This week I am smoking the Perdomo 20th anniversary Maduro. I'm smoking the Toro size, which is it's called an Epicure. It's a Toro size 6x56. And let me go ahead and pull up the details from the Perdomo website, and I really love Perdomo cigars. They hit it out of the park just about every time. I mean, I've never had a bad Perdomo. Nick Perdomo and his team really have it nailed down. So, Perdomo 20th anniversary Maduro from Perdomo Cigars website, which of course will be linked in the show notes. The Perdomo 20th Anniversary Maduro has decadent 8-year-old Cuban seed Nicaraguan Maduro wrappers that are bourbon barrel aged for an additional 14 months to ensure the rich, sweet flavors pair perfectly with the higher priming Cuban seed Nicaraguan binder and filler blend that offers a balance of semi-sweet notes of chocolate and espresso on the finish. The wrapper is a Nicaraguan Maduro, and binder and filler are both Cuban seed Nicaraguan. And the strength is medium to full bodied, has notes of chocolate and espresso, rich and complex taste, and they suggest pairing it with a Cabernet. So there you go. All right. So let's go ahead and jump into this week's reading from Mike Heiser's book, What Does God Want? The heading of this section is Where Our Story Begins. Our story, the story of why God wants us, begins with the biblical idea that God is our maker. Although we can't completely comprehend that, the bottom line is that we're here because God wanted us here. God doesn't act randomly. He acts with purpose. When he created humankind, he wasn't trying to fill some deficiency in himself. Given the fact that he didn't need us but still made us, there's only one rational explanation for why he created us. God wanted us to exist in order to enjoy us and to have us enjoy him in return. Because God created us, the Bible refers to him as our Father and people from Adam onward as his children. That's why the Bible uses the language of family to describe God and his relationship to us. That's no coincidence. But I'm getting a little ahead of myself. To really understand the context for the family-centered language in the Bible, we need to go back to the time before God made the earth and the human race. It may surprise you, but God wasn't alone then either. That's another reason why we can be sure he didn't create us to heal his own loneliness. The Bible tells us that before God created us, he had already created other intelligent beings. The Bible calls them sons of God. We call them angels. The Old Testament book of Job tells us that the sons of God shouted for joy when God laid the foundations of the earth. Job 38, 4 through 7. They were already present and watching. Think about the phrase sons of God. The same Hebrew term translated sons can also be translated more inclusively as children. What does a phrase like children of God imply? Family. Children is a term you'd use when family is the subject of conversation. In the case of Job 38, 4 through 7, the family is a heavenly or supernatural one. God is father to the intelligent beings he creates in the unseen realm. The fact that God already had a supernatural family helps us understand his motivation for the creation of Adam and Eve, the first humans in the Genesis story. God wanted a human family in addition to his supernatural family. Incredibly, the story of Eden tells us God wanted his two families to live together in his presence. This means that, just like the angels, humans were originally created fit for the presence of God himself. But how do we know all that? There I go again. Let's take a look. The first book of the Bible, Genesis, begins with creation. God had done a lot of creating by the time the story gets to people, Adam and Eve. The story unfolds with God creating plants, insects, flying creatures, and land animals. None of those creatures was capable of having a relationship with God. They could not converse with God. They could not share their thoughts with God or express their appreciation to Him. Members of a family relate to one another. They interact on an intellectual and emotional level. They form companionship bonds. As spectacular as plants and animals are, they couldn't play the role of children. They weren't family. That's what God really wanted. He needed to create something like Himself. And that'll do it for that section of What Does God Want by Michael Heiser, which I'll have linked in the show notes below along with the information on the cigar that I was smoking today. So until next time, I hope you come back and join me. Have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.